reason, love, this night that I am here. It is in order to obtain the love of you, my dear. Your sweet celestial charms, they have wounded quite my brain. Your skin's far whiter than the swan swims on yon purling stream. You are tall, genteel, and handsome. You are modest, wild, and free. And as the lodestone varies, you draw the heart from me. The reason my love slights me is because that I am poor. But I have words allowed for me, and I can ask no more. She thinks she comes of a noble birth, me of a mean degree. But I am called of Adam's race, my dear, as well as thee. Don't place your mind on riches, love, not ours is worldly store. Just think of Alexander, and you will love me even more. When he had luck of the whole world, he sat down and wept full sore. Because there was but one world, and he could gain no more. I will travel to Mount Harab, where Noah's ark to stand. From that until Mount Alberi, where Moses viewed the land. And I never will betroth him while I can wear a shoe. But like a wounded lover, my dear, I will mourn for you. From this sorrowful lamentation to a true love she came in. She took him in her arms and embraced him as her dear. And now they have got married, the truth I will unfold. And our father has bestowed on them £500 in gold.
Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. The song you just heard was Nora Rendell and her husband Brian Miller. Nora's an award-winning, they're both award-winning musicians. Nora's a singer, she's a flute player, a whistle player, a recorder player, and she specializes in the traditional folk songs and dance music of Ireland and Canada. She's the executive artistic director at the Center for Irish Music in St. Paul, and I just lost her again.
Oh, shoot.
You're going to have to cover for me, Dan. I got to call her back.
I will.
All right. Well, I'll be right back with Nora. Well, good things come to those who wait. I think we actually have Nora on the phone right now. We're going to be talking with Nora Rendell. She's the Executive Artistic Director at the Center for Irish Music in St. Paul. This weekend, the center is hosting a virtual gala that will feature, among many other guests, two lads from Bemidji, along with Nora. And she is going to be telling us more about the virtual event and about her journey as an artist herself. Good morning, Nora. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be with you.
So tell us about the Center for Irish Music.
The Center for Irish Music is an Irish music school in St. Paul, And we have two great teachers who learn their music in Bemidji and other places. But we teach Irish music on 16 different instruments, including singing in Irish language and in English.
You've, for your entire adult life and presumably your childhood, I really don't know when you started playing Irish music. You've been steeped in Irish music. How were you introduced to it, and what is it about it that you just really love?
Yeah, well, I do. I love it. Mm-hmm. I started out as a recorder player in playing kind of early music and playing in recorder quartets and Baroque and Renaissance and medieval music. And I got into Irish music when I was living in Montreal. There was a strip in the English part of Montreal that had lots of Irish pubs. So there was lots of good music there, and I would often go there, have a drink, and just listen to music. And there was a flute player from Cirque du Soleil, actually, who used to play in the sessions, and she also played Baroque music. So she introduced me to the music. Huh. And then, you know, then I got really into it, started learning by ear. It's really a different kind of music. Like, you learn Irish music all by ear. All the music is just in the musician's memories. They just recall everything from their memory. And I loved that about it. And I also loved that it's, I love the rhythm and the drive to it. And it's so joyful, but it's dance music. And I think maybe I was meant to be a dancer, but I've just been playing music my whole life. So I think I'm really attracted to that drive and groove and rhythm to it.
Yeah, I've seen you perform, and you sort of dance while you're playing your flute or whatever. I mean, you really feel the music completely with your body. You're so fun to watch.
Yeah, oh, that's great. Yeah, it's true. It's so true. I watch myself play sometimes back and wonder, like, why are you dancing? But my daughter now is getting into, she dances to the music that we play, and that's really sweet to watch.
It's hard not to dance when you're listening to that kind of music. It's just hard to not move.
Yeah, it's true.
How did you end up at the Center for Irish Music?
Well, I mean, really, it was all because of Brian Miller. Brian is, I don't know if people would know Brian from the Gales. I've been watching some vintage Gales footage recently. But I met Brian in Ireland. I met him at a fiddle festival, actually, on the west coast of North America, out in Portland, the American Festival of Fiddle Tunes. And then met him again a few months later over in Ireland when I was doing my master's in traditional Irish music at the University of Limerick. And he was over there hanging out with his friend Django and learning music, just hanging out. He had lots of friends there from doing a semester abroad at the University College Cork. So we started hanging out there, and I mean, it's such a long story, and it was such an unexpected turn of events to end up in Minnesota, because I'm from Vancouver, British Columbia, originally. And but I somehow, Brian got me to come visit him here, and I met Eric, and I met a whole bunch of the Irish scene people here. And it's a really vibrant cultural scene in St. Paul, actually. There's Irish history here, but more recently there's just a great energetic group of people who love Irish music and Irish culture and dance. And I just figured, you know, I probably would have a great life if I moved here. And of course, I was in love with Brian. We ended up getting married, but it's been a wonderful place to develop my music and to teach it too.
No kidding. I'm talking with Nora Rendell. She's the Executive Artistic Director at the Center for Irish Music in St. Paul. They're hosting a unique online event this weekend that will feature Brian Miller, who she just mentioned, and Corey Freilich as well from Bemidji. And Nora, I'm assuming you'll be performing as well. Do you want to tell us about the event? What's all going to go on?
Well, it is going to be, people can tune in on Facebook or YouTube, or they can go to our website and watch it from there too. But it's going to be kind of a mix of performances, virtual performances. Some of them will be live from the Celtic Junction Arts Center. So there's a couple of musicians, including Brian and Danny Diamond, who's a fantastic fiddle player who's just moved here from Ireland, who's just doing an album with Brian. So they're going to be performing There's going to be some dancing. The whole thing is emceed by a friend of ours named Martin de Kogan, and he is he's a great boron player and just a great entertainer from Cork. He lives in California, so he's going to be hosting from his house in California, along with Brian and I at the Celtic Junction. So what we're trying to do is get people to, you know, make some Irish stew, or make themselves a Irish coffee or hot toddy, and sit down with their computers and enjoy a night of traditional Irish music.
Just off the cuff here, when you think of Irish food, what's your favorite thing to make?
Well, that's a really good question. I've just been trying to figure this out myself. I love corned beef, but I love Irish coffees. I know that doesn't really count as food, but I do love traditional Irish stew with lamb in it. It's really good. But if there are vegans out there, I know there's lots of vegetarian and vegan people these days. We have a recipe for vegan shepherd's pie if anybody wants to do that. One of our big supporters is a vegan, and a passionate one. So she's given us a really good vegan shepherd's pie recipe, which I think is awesome.
Yum.
Nora, you mentioned your daughter likes to dance sometimes while you're playing. Tell us about raising kids in a music environment and gigging with kids and bringing them along. It's got to be a certain set of challenges and joys.
Yeah, that exactly. It is. I think, you know, as a music educator, I'm so aware of how fortunate the kids are, all like any kids who grow up with families that have music in them. They just learn so much just every day through hearing music. But from a parent perspective, it's complicated, I guess. It feels really complicated to, there's so much, it matters so much to Brian and I how our kids feel about music, and we want them to love it. And so we've really, I guess, tried to make sure that they're always having fun when they're playing and when they're around music. And like my son, he's always loved being around the music scene. But playing for him is not something that he gets a lot of joy out of yet. But as he gets better at it, he's starting to enjoy it a little bit more as he feels like he's better at it. And then my daughter is just, she can't stop herself from singing and playing and dancing at all times. She just seems to enjoy it all the time. But touring with Henry, which is something we did for quite a few years, oh, it's just, it's so messy and ridiculous. but I mean, Marilyn, Brian's mom, she helped us a lot. And we've had, you know, at the Center for Irish Music, the school that I run, there's like this seemingly endless line of lovely, lovely children who have been willing to babysit for us. So we've had a couple of students who've even come and traveled with us on tours. My student Adrienne O'Shea, who is a really good friend, she's now 20 years old, but she's gone on a lot of tours with Brian and I. And so she watches the kids. Well, takes them out sledding while we do an afternoon concert, that's been amazing, because it's like the mission of the school is to hand down the tradition to the next generation of musicians in our community. And some of those, I feel sometimes like the best way we've done that has been like within families and in family units, kind of like bringing a student along on a tour with our kids.
Yeah.
Kind of a neat way of incorporating it, because Irish music's traditional, it's folk music, so it's just part of life. Really.
Have one of your kids ever made an unexpected appearance on stage while you're performing?
Definitely. Actually, I should say they are going to be featured at EGSHA CIM, a gala event in the, I think it's the second half, because, you know, presenting an event like this during COVID is also presented just all these challenges. I've turned into like a radio person and a TV person. That's what I feel like through planning this event. But COVID has presented challenges, as we all know. So anyway, our family unit is performing a song from our Celtic Cuties program, which is it's our class for little kids. So Izzy decided that she wanted to sing, "Oh, I Can Wash My Daddy's Shirt." So she's singing that song with Henry and Brian and I. And we filmed it, and it's pretty funny. It will definitely be entertaining.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you just mentioned, you're the director of the school and the pandemic. COVID's changed everything. What have you guys learned as instructors and a school through this? You know, like how, going forward, how are things going to be better after you've weathered all this?
Yeah, well, a very surprising thing has happened. Well, it was surprising in the spring, and now it makes perfect sense to me. But the school's grown. So the CIM moved online really, really quickly. Skype lessons or Zoom private lessons with Irish music are really common because it's such a specific kind of music, and people often seek out a teacher from across the country or whatever. So that wasn't a completely foreign concept to our teachers, at least. So we did a really quick switch and very quickly just started attracting students from outside of the Twin Cities area because lots of people like Irish music and it's not easy to access lessons. So we have students from across the country now and the school's grown a lot and it's so fun and exciting to be able to serve people who live a little bit further away. So I don't think we're going to be able to let that go. So I think CIM's going to end up being more of a hybrid music school. Like we'll keep doing lessons online and we'll probably keep presenting some events online as well. Nobody really knows how that's going to work, you know, how sick of online events people are going to be. But I think in a lot of ways they're quite effective. And private lessons on a computer, they're not as good as in person, but they certainly are as good, better than in person if you live like in Bemidji and you want to take lessons with Brian or something like that. So, yeah, we're learning a lot about it, but generally private lessons are quite intimate on a computer,
yeah.
Ironically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What time does the event start on Sunday? Or Saturday?
Saturday. Mm-hmm. Saturday, February 20th, already. Saturday. It's at 7 p.m.
Okay.
And there's like a pre-show with some slides of like photos of previous events and everything, but that's to let people kind of log in and get their setup going. So it will go on at 6:30. It'll be starting to happen. And by 7, the actual event will start.
What does Egsha mean?
Egsha is like, it's like a festival. It's a word that means like a gathering to celebrate culture, Irish arts and culture. So it gets used in Ireland for lots of different festivals. It's kind of like a general term for a festival or a celebration of traditional Irish arts and culture.
I like it. So I was looking at the word gala as it's spelled on your website, and it's G-A-E-L-A. Is that a play on words, or is that actually the etymology of the word? Or is that...
No, it's not. It's a play on words. And actually, we want people to... we just came up with our hashtag. So our hashtag for the event is gala, like that way, gala, C-I-M. But it was mostly just because people love, it's just a play on words, really. Yeah.
Tell us again how people can access this.
Yes. So they can, part of the event is actually a silent auction, too. So if people, and it's open right now. So if people want to register, they just go to our website, centerforirishmusic.org, and you'll see it right there. And then go to gala, and you can either register for it, or if you're not up for bidding or any of that, you can watch it on Center for Irish Music's Facebook page or on YouTube. Just search Center for Irish Music and gala, and you will find it.
Would I say, like, that sounds crike?
Is
that
the right? Oh, crack.
Crack?
Sounds like great crack. It'll be great crack.
Sounds like it's going to be some great crack. I love
it. Very good, Katie.
Oh, thank you, Nora. I'm looking forward to tuning into this. I was able to listen actually to some gales a couple weeks ago now, and I was just jumping around in my kitchen. I could not stand still. It's just such fun music. And
it really is. Yeah. Oh, well, there will be lots of Brian Miller and Corey. Corey is in a lot of the videos as well. He's an incredible musician. We're so lucky to have them both here at the school.
What will Corey be playing? The man of many instruments and talents.
Yes, he will be playing flute. He's playing flute, and he's singing in our finale, singing and playing flute. So you'll see a lot of people playing music on Saturday night. It'll be really fun. We call them the Blonde Boys of Bemidji. I don't know if they're all so blonde anymore.
Well, thanks for letting us know about this awesome event. We'll be tuning in and cheering you guys on.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much. It's wonderful to talk to you guys.
Thank you, Nora. That's Nora Rendell. She is the Artistic Director of the Center for Irish Music in St. Paul. You can join the EGSHA, their celebration of music and culture, Saturday night, February 20th, by going to
centerforirishmusic.org.
Centerforirishmusic.org. We're going to go out with a little Gales. This is Brian Miller and Eric Carlson playing Play Patrick Play.
Of his drum, he carries us away. Oh, sails catch the fair wind, carry us away. Oh, sails catch the fair wind, carry us away. I play your drum, Pat, it will not fade away. Today I play for you, Patrick, play, Patrick. Today I play for you, Patrick, play, Patrick, play. With the bitter pat of his drum, he carries us away. Oh, sails catch the fair wind, carry us away. Oh, sails catch the fair wind, carry us away. Heart last night, but he passed away. Oh, Pat, may the fair winds carry you today. Oh, Pat, may the fair winds carry you today. Yeah.
play for you.